Hi guys, welcome back to the In My Room podcast with Grace and Aaliyah. I am Aaliyah.
And I'm Grace.
We've tried recording this one time and our mic was not working. So it was all static.
It was all static! And we had a good one going. And it was all about Jay, so if you want to hear about that, we'll probably record that in a couple of days.
Yeah.
When I cool off.
A little bit. Neither of us wanted to re-record it because we were getting into it and we didn't want to repeat ourselves.
Yeah, because it was just inauthentic, you know? Like, we want the authenticity for y'all, all
right? Right. So we've decided to record a little update
for y'all. I'm sorry. I don't know if y'all heard that. I'm making a ruckus over here.
These unscripted updates are always a bit chaotic.
They're chaotic, and I'm also, I also had coffee. Of course, we had to get our Timmy Ho's.
Right. Of course, every time we record, we have Timmy Ho's.
Right.
And it's like a tradition at this point. We haven't recorded in a couple months. We've realized, y'all, like, we haven't left y'all hanging. I mean, we did. But we thought about y'all.
Oh, yeah, we definitely thought about it, y'all. We thought about y'all. That's, we just didn't have time. And I think it's understandable. We're busy. Things happen.
We've both gone on vacations.
Yeah.
Where we can't record. And yeah. Whatever. And we're seniors in high school. So it's a little bit chaotic in our lives currently. So these may be few and far between. We're going to try to get together every few days.
And
record like we used to. We used to be on our grind.
Yeah.
But these last few episodes, I know, they've been spaced out. But we're seniors now, and it's a bit hard to find time for anything. We're never really sitting around doing nothing.
Yeah, we're always doing something. And when we're sitting around doing nothing, we either, one, don't have an idea, or two, don't have enough time to sit down and record a podcast that isn't so rushed.
Right. And we usually set about, like, an hour or two to record these things so we can get everything straight, like it's already been. It's 4:30 now. We got out at 3.
Yeah.
It's been a while. Right. And we only recorded about a half an hour clip.
Yeah.
So that tells you. And we may have a guest come in because Lil is coming over. She's been on here before.
Yeah.
So y'all may hear her pop in a little while. But yeah, we just wanted to do a little life update for y'all. As like where we've been, what's going on in our personal lives.
Yeah.
We even had to think of code names, y'all. That means we're going in.
We're going in.
We are going in.
But I don't want to hint at who it could be, because I really just don't need that.
I don't
need somebody coming up to me and saying, I found this podcast where you and Aaliyah were talking all that crap.
Yeah.
Because
one of the people in the story time we have... Used to be our friend, knows about this podcast. We don't want them finding it.
No, ma'am.
Because they're hella shady now, so we don't know what they're looking at.
Yeah, because I could see them totally just, like, sitting together and say, oh, let's look up Grace and Aaliyah's podcast, see if they said anything.
Mm-hmm.
But if they were to listen to it, they would know we're talking about them. But yeah. I really don't think... It's not going to be in the title. We're going to title it something super different.
Yeah.
They're not even going to suspect a friggin' thing.
Right. And they're not on really any social media where they can say anything publicly.
Oh, yeah. They have no guts to actually talk to us in real life. So.
For real. They have to message our friends.
Yeah, they have...
They're just petty. They're on their petty shit.
you know? They have to DM me on Instagram, even though I... don't use Instagram DMs like I used to.
Right. It's like at one point, we only texted on Instagram DMs.
Yeah.
For some reason.
And then for some reason we moved to Snapchat. Which is weird because like neither of us like Snapchat. But
I think the reason we went to Snapchat is for this person. Because they only had Snapchat at that point.
True. Okay. But then we moved to iMessage because I like iMessage
better. Yeah, me too. I think it's personally the best. I don't know. Whatever's y'all's preference. I'm not judging.
Yeah. So, I guess we've been teasing it a lot. Let's get in. Let's go in.
So, Hester, these people, their code names are Ricky Dillon and Tyler Oakley.
Yep.
Grace came up with those ones on her own.
You're welcome.
Really good code names, I think.
They wouldn't suspect. Nobody would suspect. It doesn't even rhyme with their names.
Nope.
And we're not...
And it has nothing to do with them personally, so...
Yeah. So, we were friends with Ricky until Tyler came in.
Mm-hmm.
We've had issues with Tyler since we were in middle school.
Literally since we were in 8th grade, where Tyler came along, stole my seat at the lunch table after I was on vacation.
Yeah.
Which I thought was very much shady.
Very much.
But other people at this lunch table didn't have a problem with it. Which I, when I got back from vacation, this is a kind of story, like, my point of view, where it all started with Tyler.
Yeah. No, because it is.
We all had, like, not assigned seats at lunch, but, like, we all had our seat. I feel like y'all who go to public school know exactly what I'm...
You understand.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. And they, one of, like, Lil, I think, it was either Lil or Sophia, no, one of our other friends.
It was Lil.
She texted me when I was in Florida and was like, Tyler started sitting with us.
Because Lil invited Tyler to sit with us.
Yeah.
Because Tyler had no other friends.
Right.
To sit with at lunch.
For a reason, y'all. We'll get into that.
Exactly.
Of course, she sat at my seat. When I got back, of course, I got there first before Tyler did. And I sat in my seat. Just talking to Lil and Grace and Sophia. Whatever. Tyler came up to me and was like, "You're in my seat." Gave me a bunch of attitude for no reason, okay? Whatever. I knew she was a little shady brat, but I thought she was going to be fine once we got to know each other, because we hadn't really talked
right
at all before then. She DM'd me on Instagram saying that she loved my pictures because I went to Universal, and she was jealous that I met the trolls, which I thought was a little weird, but whatever. And so I got off to a really... really bad foot with Tyler. And I didn't like her since then. I always saw that she was really shady. I wanted nothing to do with her. And in middle school, I didn't really hang out with Grace and Lil outside of school yet. They really hung out with Sophia. It was like a whole group. It was like Sophia, Grace, Lil, and then Tyler.
Tyler! Edit that out, Aaliyah.
I'm gonna edit
Aaliyah. Edit that out.
I'm going to edit that out. Tyler! And then Tyler came in.
Tyler.
I'm sorry. I was going off. And, you know what? I was, like, I had jealousy issues, I will admit, back then. Like, I had no friends that I hung out with outside of school. And Tyler just came in, and they just wanted to be with her all the time.
Right.
Like, they wanted to hang out with her, whatever. I was, like, I was a little salty. I was like, y'all don't want to hang out with me? Okay. No, how the tables have turned. Now we're connected at the hip. Anyway. Yeah, I never liked Tyler from the beginning. So yeah, that's how me and Tyler started off.
So for me, I only hung out with Tyler twice. And I hated it. I absolutely loathed it. Tyler was just not the kind of person that I'd be friends with. Tyler dropped the N-bomb, calling a girl we went to school with the N-word, not to her face, because if she did that, she would get absolutely destroyed.
For sure.
Because this girl had a reputation.
For sure.
But called her the N-word, Lil and I had to yell at Tyler because Tyler said this, and we're like, Tyler, you can't be saying that. Like, that's just wrong. And she's like, oh, my mom lets me say it, like, Tyler, I don't care that your mom lets you say it. Your mom is stupid, then.
And, by the way, Tyler's mom works with my mom, and my mom doesn't like Tyler's mom.
I hated the times that I hung out with Tyler. And Tyler, one of the only times I hung out with Tyler, begged me to let her come over to my house. And so, I was put in a very awkward situation where I had to invite Tyler to my house because Tyler was guilt tripping me into inviting her to my house.
Mm-hmm.
So Tyler spent the night at my house with Lil, and I didn't enjoy that at all. because when Lil left to go to the bathroom while we were eating dinner, Tyler and I had nothing to talk about because Tyler and I didn't get along and had nothing in common. That's kind of my experience with Tyler. You know, there is a big falling out, and I don't think we should get into that because it's just, it's petty. It's middle school drama, and I don't think it's necessary for this. So, let's get into, Ricky, why don't we?
Okay. Ricky. So, we've known Ricky our entire lives. I kid you not, since pre-K. Through middle school and high school, Ricky ate lunch with us, basically. Yeah. In high school, he, like, sat with us. Like, he used to sit a table away, and then in high school, he started sitting with us.
Right.
Which we had a big group, whatever.
Yeah.
And then, I would say the summer in between 10th and 11th grade, we started hanging out with Ricky. And, like, we'd have fun. It would be a group thing. None of us would hang out one-on-one.
No. Nothing
like that. Let's make that clear. Let's make it prominent. Neither of us, because Lil wasn't really around at this time.
No.
Because she kind of left for another group. That came to bite her in the butt. But whatever. We're not getting into that.
No.
We're not getting into that.
No.
So it was always me, Grace, Ricky.
Ricky.
Ricky. I'll edit that out. And me and Grace don't like Ricky in that way, if you know what I'm saying. Like,
never have. Never will.
I've never seen him as a guy before, you know what I mean? Like,
no.
Never been like that. Never. It honestly grosses me out to think about.
Yeah.
And so, Ricky would come over, like, every weekend, I swear. Or, like,
Every other.
It was, like, a thing. Like, we were a group. We'd always hang out here.
Yeah.
And we'd have fun. Then, the last time he was here, he was sitting on my kitchen counter, texting someone. And he was being a little distant. Like, he wasn't talking. He wasn't really acting like himself. Like, he wasn't really talking. And I was like, oh, who are you texting? He goes, no one. Okay. Being a little shady. Mind you, we never sat next to each other. We never even, like, stood next to each other in my kitchen. Like, we would always, like, be spread out.
Yeah.
Whatever. Like, it was not weird in any way. I'm making this known for a certain reason.
Yeah.
We would ask him to hang out, like we usually do, whatever. He would be very distant, like, it would take him a long time to answer. Then we found out that he was dating Tyler, who we've had multiple issues with in the past.
Yeah.
Which, we think that's why he didn't tell us.
Right. In math class, our 10th grade year, we sat with Ricky in a group of three desks.
Mm-hmm.
And Tyler sat right in front of us.
Yep.
And they would rarely interact with each other.
Right. Then they were in my Spanish class and they sat next to each other, which was weird.
Yeah.
In itself. But whatever. That was a long time before they were dating.
And he chose to sit with us in that class. He could have sat next to her. There's an extra desk.
And, like, the way it worked, in 10th grade, I was the first one in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
Well, out of the three of us, I was the first one there. So I had picked out the seat. There's three desks. Which I did not know he was in that class. And so I was waiting for Grace, because I knew she was in the class. And so he came up to me, because I was already sitting. He came up to me, tried to sit next to me. And I was like, Grace is coming too. He thought that was like, oh, okay, I won't sit next to you. Which I didn't mean it that way, but whatever. So he moved over a desk.
Yeah.
So he sat next to Grace.
First day of school, I was late for that class.
Yeah.
So, like, I was a little late getting there. So, I was okay.
So, we have, like, a history with this kid. Like, it's been, like, we've been friends with him forever.
And it's always been really fun.
Yeah. The one day I remember, like, it really changed was when we had a fire.
Yeah.
In my backyard. Which, I have a fire pit out back. And we were having a fire. Like, Lil came over for the first time in a very long time. Mm-hmm. It was just, like, a little get-together.
Right.
We texted Ricky and was like, hey, do you want to come over? And it sounded like he really wanted to. Like, he kept saying, like, I wish I could.
Yeah.
He kept saying, I wish I could, but I'm doing something. Like, he was fixing his truck or something. Yeah. He had just gotten a truck. Okay, that sounds like excuses. And we called him out for that. Like, we were joking around with him like we usually do.
Yeah.
And we were like, come on. And he said, maybe. Mm-hmm. And he never showed up, which, okay, whatever. And I found out in school that him and Tyler were talking. Which, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Before he even told us, me and Grace kind of were upset. Like, we were definitely upset.
Yeah. Because he knew that we liked Tyler.
Yeah.
Not saying
that he can't date
or
Tyler,
talk to anybody.
Literally. Like,
we don't like.
No, that's none of our business.
Absolutely.
Personally.
Not.
Like, I'm not one to stand in the
way
of that.
Yeah, we don't have any place of saying, oh, that relationship's bad.
Right. And we're not typically ones to get in drama a lot. Like,
no.
Like, whatever. Like, we just like to vibe.
Right.
You know? But we were upset. We were really upset. I remember multiple tarot readings were done. Because if you guys remember from one of our other episodes, I do tarot. And they basically all said the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, it was going to be a good, happy relationship until the end.
And it's going to get... It's
yeah.
Still holds true right now.
Right, yeah.
Because they have some... I'm not going to get into it because that's not my business. Mm-hmm. But I've heard Tyler talk about some really, like, big plans. And, like, that's moving really fast for
it is
a young couple. But not going to get into that. That's none of my business.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was to the point where he was making it our business
right.
at one point, which, like, we tried to stay out of this relationship.
Yeah.
Like, the relationship is none of our business.
We tried so hard. I didn't say Tyler's name to Ricky until, like, November mm-hmm. of last year.
Right. And this was all, like, this all went down during the summer.
Yeah.
And, like, that first half of the school year.
And I can't get over, we were nothing but respectful towards him.
Right.
And towards Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
Until Tyler started being disrespectful to us. And then it's like, oh, well then we're not playing that way.
Right. And he would he used to Snapchat us every day.
Literally every day.
Every day. And then it went from, like, every other day to, like, maybe once a week. And then, you know.
Well, for me, it was basically every day. So,
yeah.
Junior year, me and Ricky
mm-hmm.
were fully remote, and we had the same history class. And our teacher, we'd like to clown on our teacher a lot, so, like, we both started conversations. But a lot of the times, it was Ricky snapping me with something, and then Ricky and I would end up talking and just, like, you know, just not, like, weird talking, but, like, having a conversation, like, a really friendly, like, funny, you mm-hmm. know, just joking around conversation until, like, 8 o'clock. At night, in our history class was 8th period.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we were close friends.
Right.
Ricky and I.
Yeah.
So, and that happened even when Ricky and Tyler were dating. And as a matter of fact, it was a Friday night. I was just chilling by myself, you know, just resting from a busy week. And I was snapping with Ricky, like we normally do. Like, friends, it was just us, like, joking back and forth, basically. I knew Tyler was at his house. I found it so weird that Ricky was still talking to me while Tyler was at Ricky's house.
Mm-hmm.
So...
And he would snap the group chat, too. And when me and Grace would be together, like, talking to him, asking him to hang out, he would Snapchat us pictures of her house, like, of him in her house. And it's like, we know what the inside of her house looks like.
Yeah, I've been there once.
Yeah, and, like...
Or twice. It doesn't matter. I know what her house looks like. But, anyway, back to that one night, I guess. I was trying to end the conversation. Like, I'm not a dry texter. But I was trying to be dry so he'd stop snapping me. Anyways, I was trying to get Ricky to, like, just stop snapping me. Because I could see that Tyler was at the house, and they were cuddling in his bed. And the fact that I knew that made me a little uncomfortable. So I wanted to stop talking to Ricky for the night. You know, the jokes just kept on going. The fact that I was trying to end the conversation, but he was still carrying it on, was really telling at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Telling because I, at that moment, I knew that Ricky still wanted to be my friend. But Ricky blew it. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Big time.
Ricky blew it.
Big time.
So, yeah, I don't know about that. He'd still talk to me. Not only when him and Tyler were together, you know, relationship-wise, but also physically together, you know, hanging out. You know, and just talking about it now, I kind of miss being friends with Ricky, but, you know, but also thinking about what Ricky took me for makes me upset. And I don't know if I could ever be friends with Ricky again, because he lost my trust.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's, like, not telling us. Like, he still has never, like, formally told us that they were dating.
Yeah.
Like, he posted on his Snapchat story, like, happy 3 months, or, like, whatever. And that's how we, like, it was, like, set in stone that they were, like, together.
Right. And it's unfortunate, but, you know, that's just how life goes. We're gonna lose friends, and that's okay with me.
I made her cry the other day. Which I think is kind of funny. Not really. It's not funny, but to me it is.
Tyler crying.
Tyler crying is funny. No, but they were walking past my locker. It's like a group of three of them. Her bestie.
Her bestie,
Zoella.
Zoella.
Tyler and Zoella were best friends. So that's why I was...
Yeah.
So it was Tyler, Zoella, and Ricky walking past my locker. And I turned around and I was like, whores. Not too loud, but loud enough for them to, like, hear me. Next day...
Also, I think Lil flipped them off. Like, did a stupid one. Like a, you know...
Yeah, just, like, just trying to be funny, right?
Yeah.
Like, the next day, Tyler was crying...
Tyler was crying in a class that I had with Tyler.
Yeah. Lil and her group were making fun of me, and like she was going off.
Yeah, and I'm like, she ended up leaving the room, and I said to Gavin, our friend Gavin, what's wrong with her? Like, what's the deal with her? And he's like, it's probably because of Lil. I'm like, right?
Mm-hmm.
So.
And then she is in a criminal justice class when I am in my cosmetology class. It's like a different school, but it's still part of
It's a trade school.
Yeah, it's a trade school. That's part of our other school.
Yeah.
And apparently, like, she was flipping out on me in that class. I had to go to the guidance office and everything. It wasn't just me she was flipping out on. She was flipping out on people in her class, and then she brought me up into it, and... Yeah. But I don't feel bad. She's getting what she deserves. I've stopped harassing her. Like, it was never harassing.
No.
Like, it was by any means. Like, it was these two things that... Like, it was one thing that I said.
Yeah.
It was really only that.
Right.
But I stopped making comments. You know, I'm manifesting. I have to be positive. So I started... I've said nice things to her. Like, I'm trying to be nice.
I was nice to her today.
Like, it was her birthday. I said, happy birthday. And I started cheering loud when she won a prize at school. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, same here. We were cheering her on. Like, we are trying
so hard to be nice.
But she always finds the evil in us.
Yeah. But I think that's, like, the end of our story. Like, pretty much. That's, like, up to date.
Basically...
I hope there's not
any
more.
Well, there's one more thing.
Okay.
There's one more thing.
Okay.
So, Ricky snapped me. This was during swim season, so it was in the beginning of the year. And at this point, Sophia was friends with Tyler.
Yep.
And, Ricky. So, I needed to snap him back to say something. And what I said was exactly. That's all the Snapchat caption said exactly. No emojis, no nothing. Just the word exactly. And this was between warm-ups for a swim meet, mind you. So I have mascara on. It is, like, smudged. I have a swim cap on. And I have goggles on top of my head. In, like, a competition bathing suit.
Which covers everything.
Which, well, covers the top. The bottom can be a little risky.
Yeah, but that didn't show.
But it was not a full body picture by any means. And half of my face was in it. And then the other half was our friend Sophia. And at the time, Ricky and Tyler were friends with Sophia. Like, they would hang out with Sophia. Like,
yeah.
So I thought it'd be, like, fine. Like, it would make it a little less awkward because it's a mutual friend. And it was, like, not even the shoulder up. It was, like, the very top of my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, you know, like, my shoulder.
Yeah.
Literally just my shoulder. Our suits are pretty high neck.
Mm-hmm.
So they're, like, the suit comes up to just below my collarbone. And, like, this is awful. I have to explain what I was wearing.
Yeah.
Like, isn't that just
real.
Terrible?
That's terrible.
I get a, actually, no, the next day, Sophia is, like, Tyler messaged you. And she said that while kind of, like, in passing. So I had no time to be like, wait, what? I don't have her on anything. I didn't know where she messaged me. And then later that night, I found out she messaged me on Instagram. And she told me what I did was weird and that it makes them uncomfortable. I, of course, apologized because I didn't want to start anything. But later, I expressed how it probably made me more uncomfortable than it made them. Because, first of all, I was only in less than half the picture.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in a swim cap, in goggles, in a competition bathing suit. This is in between warm-ups at a swim meet. Tyler, I don't want any part of your boyfriend, Ricky.
Right.
Literally no part.
And after this whole situation happened, I was in Florida on a vacation. I'm always going to Florida for vacation. yeah, I was in Florida, and Lil's here. Hey, Lil.
Hi.
And Grace expressed to me how uncomfortable it made her. And so she didn't really ask me, but I planned on talking to him about it. And me and Grace were basically planning on what we were going to say.
Mm-hmm.
Once I got home, because we ate lunch together.
Yeah.
Me, Ricky, and Sophia ate lunch together. And this chick named Brianna, she's irrelevant, but she thinks we're friends. Anyway, I come in looking all pissy, and Brianna was like, are you mad at me? I was like, no. So she started pointing. She was like, Sophia? And I was like, no. And she goes, Ricky? I was like, yeah. Like, I'm a very upfront person. Like, if you make me mad, I'm going to tell you you make me mad. We went basically the entire lunch period without talking. And then about halfway through, less than halfway, he looks at me and he goes, so why are you mad at me? And so I explained the whole situation. He kept saying, like, well, how did that make her uncomfortable? Like, that's not how we meant it. I was like, okay, then where did that thought come from?
They couldn't get it through their thick skulls that if just because they thought they didn't make me uncomfortable means there was no reason for me to be uncomfortable.
Right.
Which was,
like, they just weren't, he just wasn't understanding the whole situation. And so the next day, he's not at lunch.
He was because he's in my study hall with Tyler.
Yeah.
Ricky was in my study hall with Tyler.
Yeah, and I was really confused. I was like, where is Ricky? So then Grace texts me, Ricky is in my study hall with Tyler. I was like, okay, T. T, I made them mad. I made them big time mad.
And now, every other day, when we have that study hall, Ricky's in there with Tyler.
And he is never in lunch. And, Tyler texted Sophia, basically saying how immature I was and how Sophia needs to control me, which she's not really even my friend, so how can she control me? And I'm my own person. Nobody can control me. Like, I'm not property.
Yeah, and then Ricky texted me talking about some, we didn't mean to make you uncomfortable, so I don't understand why you were feeling uncomfortable. Like, Tyler was polite. He was so persistent when saying, Tyler was polite. Tyler asked you politely. I'm like, I don't care that Tyler asked me politely. It was not polite. It was rude. Just because you say please doesn't make it polite.
Right. So it was very passive-aggressive.
Very much so. And I found it strange that he wasn't saving any of his messages. He was only saving my messages. That was shady. And that was the last time I talked to him on Snapchat.
Yeah.
And now he doesn't talk to me at all.
Yeah. And according to Tyler, he's not allowed to talk to us at all. He texted Sophia, another part of the text messages, texted Sophia that she doesn't want us talking to Ricky anymore. Okay.
Okay, we won't.
Okay, we won't. There's no issue there.
No problem. No, but that day where Sophia's like, Tyler sent you a message. Sophia was walking past our class that we have with Tyler. Mm-hmm. And we were kind of just laughing. This was before I even knew where Tyler messaged me.
Mm-hmm.
Later that day, when we're in the parking lot, Sophia gets a text from it was Ricky, saying, why were you making fun of the text Tyler sent Grace? And she was like, Grace hasn't even read the message yet. Why would you think we're making fun of the message? And this is the first phase of us knowing that they are obsessed with us. They really are. They're obsessed.
And that's not an understatement in any way.
They're obsessed with thinking that everything we do is targeted towards them.
And they've made that known, y'all. They've made that known. That's not us just assuming.
Every time we laugh, we obviously are talking about them.
Yeah, we're making fun of them. Yeah, they've made that known, y'all. We're not assuming anything.
Yeah, that's about it.
All right, we gotta go get a baby gate.
I guess.
This is Lil. It's because my nephew fell down the stairs.
All right. Obviously, we got something important to do, so.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Peace and love.